This is the story of how I knew I would always crave to be a dirty little slut and to be a good girl. It started in a used library, about 20-minute bus ride off campus. And that's where we met. He was there. He walked in. Well, I'd been in there browsing for the last 2 hours. I was sitting curled up in a back corner reading Shakespeare. I'm kind of playing with myself right now too while I tell this, so you'll have to forgive me for a loss of thought if that happens. I was reading Taming of the Shrew. And we wound up talking. We were just in there looking at books for hours, and we wound up talking and talking. And by the time I needed to leave, he asked me for my number. Back then, I didn't have a cell phone, and giving him my phone number would mean that he would know my dorm room number in my dorm building. So instead, he told me to meet him back in that used bookstore at the same time the next week on the same day. I met him again, and this time he kept me there. There was just something so compelling about him. He wasn't very tall. He was maybe 5'11". And he had these ice-cold blue eyes that were this icy color. Or it was a really stormy color, depending on his mood. I just always lost myself in his eyes. There was just something about them that made me want to kneel and worship and be good. And his hands. This is how I learned I had a hand fetish, because I could never take my eyes off his hands. As he was looking at books and showing me his favorite books, pulling them off shelves and showing me his favorite passages. They were calloused and rough and strong. And there was just something in the way he dressed and the way he held himself that just, everything about him made me want to kneel and made me want to be good. And that confused me, because I'd never felt this before. I never felt the urge to obey and the urge to do anything that anybody wanted me to do. And that second week, as we were looking at books, he would slide his hand to the back of my neck and tangle his fingers in my hair and gently pull. Not, you know, pull my head all the way back, but he would just kind of tangle his fingers in my hair and leave it there for a couple of seconds before he would move away. And there was just something that turned me on in that action of him just gently tugging on my hair, or he would tug on my ponytail. And that night, he kept me in the used bookstore until it closed at 7 and insisted that I go to dinner with him. And I couldn't say no to him. We went to dinner, and after he insisted on driving me back to campus. And all the way up to campus, he would slide his fingers along my neck and over my shoulder and then up my neck again before he'd slide them into my hair and pull lightly. And it just feeling his calloused fingers on my bare skin made me shiver. And it just, every time I looked at him, I would just feel something inside of me clench and twist and almost beg to be touched. And for an 18-year-old girl, this was confusing. These were the last weeks leading up to me turning 19, and I was confused. Just everything about him. I wanted to touch him, to learn him, to find out what made him tick and twitch, what made him groan in pleasure. I craved pleasing him. I craved his smiles. And I craved his approval. And he, as we were driving up the mountain to campus, we were getting close, and he slid his hand from my hair and just kind of rested his hands on the console. And I think he knew that I was attracted to his hands, because he slid his hand over mine and kind of laced his fingers with mine and gently played with my hand until I was playing with his back. And I sat there for the last 5 minutes of our drive, not looking at him, but looking at his hand, sliding my fingertips over the calluses, running my fingers along his from the tips down to his palms, over all the lines that had grown, and seeing all the scars on his hand. His hands were really scarred, and they were just, when you look at hands, you know that this man had worked, and he had worked hard in his life, and he had done a lot with his life. And we got back up to my dorm, my building. He walked me to my door, and as I was turning to close my door, he said that if I ever wanted to see him again, I would kiss him. And I froze, and he didn't repeat himself, but he said I had 5 seconds to make up my mind. And right away, I leaned up, and I pressed my mouth against his, and it was just the unpracticed kiss of a teenage girl. But that was his answer. Right away, he pushed me back into my room. My tiny little room that was probably barely bigger than anything, really. It was an 8x10 cell that I lived in. And just him being in my room, he was one of those men that took up space. My tiny little room, it just felt so small. And he sat down on my bed, and I don't know why, but I got scared. I was scared of him. I didn't know what was going to happen, or what he was going to do, or what he had planned. And I was scared. I wound up moving as far away from him as I could. But at the same time, there was just something in his eyes that it was so hard for me not to drop to my knees and crawl to him then and there. And it was quiet. It was just one of those long, tense silences. I didn't know what to do, and he sat there staring at me. And finally, he said one word. Strip. I hesitated. Like I said, I was scared, but at the same time, there was just something about him that made me want to obey. So I stripped. There wasn't anything practice or seductive about it. I pulled my t-shirt over my head and pulled my sports bra off over my head before I reached down to undo the front of my jeans. And while I was undoing the front of my jeans, I kicked off my shoes and pulled off my socks. And I pushed open the front of my jeans and slid them down over my hips and kicked them off. And as soon as I realized I was standing there before this man that I barely knew in my underwear, I had the good graces to get a little bit shy. So I stood there, hands playing with the waistband of my panties. And I remember these panties. They used to be my absolute favorite. They were neon green and they had a zipper on the front. And the zipper was just so useless and just so absolutely random that I loved them. And he sat there and he looked at me. He didn't say anything until I pushed them down over my hips and let them fall to the floor and I stepped out of them. And it was scary, but at the same time, I started to feel safe. And like, this is exactly where I belonged and exactly what I should be doing. And there was nowhere else in the entire world that I would have preferred being. And so, as soon as I stripped, he said, "Come here." And I walked over to him, and he was sitting on the edge of my bed with his feet down on the floor. And he pulled me between his legs and slapped my ass. And it surprised me because it hurt. And nobody had really hurt me before. I knew that I liked to be hurt, but I was always scared of expressing it. And it was scary feeling that pain and that pleasure. And I never took my eyes off his. I could see in his eyes that he knew. He knew exactly what I needed. So he slapped my ass again, this time massaging where he slept. And over and over again, he would hit one ass cheek and then the other. And he would gently massage and rub. It was that stinging pain and then the soothing massage over and over again. Until my pussy juices were dripping down my thighs. I was with him barely, not even touching any part of me that I thought that needed to be touched for me to be turned on. He had my legs shaking and I was whimpering. My nipples were rock hard. My clit was throbbing. My pussy was clenching and it was aching and I could feel myself just dripping down my legs, being wetter than I'd ever been before. And there he was, fully clothed, hands alternating between my ass cheeks, slapping and massaging until my entire ass was bright red. Parts of it were bruised. It felt glorious. And when he saw the bruises coming in, I remember his fingers digging into the bruises, squeezing hard until I whimpered in pain. And the entire time, his eyes were on mine as he held me, and I was looking down, meeting his eyes. And I don't even know what happened, but somehow we wound up naked. He was just completely unclothed, and he had me bent over my bed. And he was still squeezing and slapping my ass before he slid his hand between my legs. And he asked me if I liked being a little slut. And I felt ashamed at first, being called a slut. But I knew this is what I liked and this is what I needed. So I told him yes. Yes, I liked being a little slut. He called me a good girl. It's the first time anybody had ever called me a good girl in that context. And I fucking loved it. All I could think of was doing anything for him to call me a good girl again. The way he said it, it sent shivers down my spine. And at the same time, it was like this one long caress over my body that felt amazing. And it made me shiver and whimper and want more. I remember him pushing two of his fingers into my pussy from behind and telling me to fuck his fingers. So I slowly started to push back against his hand. He slapped my ass and told me to take what I needed. And what I needed was hard and fast. I remember rolling and working my hips and pushing my ass back against his hand harder and faster so that his fingers were sliding out and pushing back in. And I felt so fucking good. And he kept telling me what a good girl I was, what a dirty little slut that I was being for him, and how much he loved it. And still bent over my bed, he moved around a stand where his dick was right in my face. The head of his cock was so close, all I had to do was turn my head and flick my tongue out to taste the very tip of his cock. I knew it was bad. He hadn't told me to, but I did it anyway. I flicked the tip of my tongue over the tip of his cock. And right away, his hand came down on my ass and told me that I was being a naughty girl. Naughty girls get punished. And again, slapped my ass hard and fast in rapid succession, over and over again, till I was whimpering and almost crying from the pain. And that's when he sat down on my bed and made me straddle his lap. And he pushed his cock up into me. And this wasn't like I'd been fucked before. This was hard, fast, and brutal. Over and over, he pounded himself up into me. His hands were digging into my hips. And it just felt so good. And then he was lifting me off of him and tossing me down onto my bed, bending me over, lifting my hips up so I was on my hands and my knees, and pushing my face down into the bed. And he was slamming into me from behind, harder and faster. I remember his hands going back into my hair, pulling and snapping my head all the way back as he thrusted in and out. And it hurt the way his hips were slamming off my ass, slamming off the bruises that he left. And I'd never been fucked this hard before. So that hurt. I hurt feeling him stretch me out and use me for his own pleasure. He told me what a good little fuck toy I was being. He called me a good girl again. And I knew that I would let him do anything. I wanted nothing more than to please him, than to make him come. And with each thrust, I'd push myself back against him harder. And until our bodies were slamming together, and it felt so good. The feeling came in me. And then he told me to touch myself. He stopped fucking me. He was still inside of me, his hips grinding up against my ass, one hand on my shoulder, the other tangled in my hair as he pulled my neck back and he told me to play with myself for him. So I slid my hand between my legs before I even started playing with myself. I had to feel him. I remember reaching between my legs and feeling his cock press deep inside of me. I loved feeling that connection, feeling him deep, feeling his cock pulsing inside of me with my fingers. And he pulled my hair harder and told me to be a good girl and do what I was told. Right away, I pushed my middle finger between my pussy lips and started working my clit good and hard. And he was perfectly still behind me as I worked my clit, and I could feel his cock inside of me. And I hurt. And the way he hurt me felt so good. And I wanted to be good for him. I wanted to do what he told me. And I was getting so close. I can feel all of my pussy muscles tightening around his cock. He told me that I was being such a good little slut. He told me I wasn't allowed to come without asking first. I kept working my clit hard and fast, feeling him. Every now and then, reaching the touch of the cock that was deep inside of me. I was getting closer and closer until I was asking him if I could please come, if I could come for him. I kept asking him to please let me come. And then he was slamming his dick back inside of me over and over and telling me to come for him. And then I was coming all over his cock. He pounded himself inside of me. Pulled out and gave him all over my ass. And I was having his cum shoot all over my ass, my bruised and reddened ass. It was then that I knew that I would always be a dirty little slut, and I would always crave being a good girl.